going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. Obviously, the whole show today dedicated to the Steelers draft. And it looks like they got a pretty good player with pick number 21, and that is Derek Harmon, defensive lineman from Oregon. And here to talk about that is James Crepia from OregonLive.com. James, I appreciate you joining me. How are you today?
Doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing very good. James is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So from all the highlights and stories and watching Derek, it's just pretty obvious that they got an unusual athlete for a guy of that size to move around like he does. James, tell us a little bit more about Harmon and his career at Oregon.
Yeah, so his career at Oregon was just 1 year, one season, and really even shorter than that, in a sense, because he was at this time of year for the NFL fans who aren't as dialed into college. Though I know I'm speaking in a part of the country who does have a awfully prominent Big Ten school in the not too distant geography, so it does help. This is the spring transfer window, and you still have players moving about who were one place in the spring, and then they'll be at a different place in the summer and play in the fall. Well, that was Harmon a year ago. He was still at Michigan State this time last year. So he didn't have the benefit of going through spring at Oregon. He didn't arrive until the summer. And he had gone through the portal in the winter, but he chose to stay at Michigan State. Then after, you know, later on ended up going. All right. Well, point is he ended up having a career year here in his one season. And the only prep time he had in terms of learning a new defense, learning the language and all that. Anyway, and by the way, you know, competing for a job, yes, he was a really productive player at Michigan State too, but putting himself in position to be the starting defensive tackle that they needed him to be, he needed to do all that in like 25 fall practices in August. And yeah, did that in a hurry. There really wasn't much room for interpretation. Did that very, very quickly. And this is in a room with a lot of really talented young players as well, all of whom are about to take over for him. So he did that fast. And like I say, and then had an impact on a week-to-week basis. Let me go back and look at some of Oregon's biggest games, including the regular season game with Ohio State, one of the biggest plays of the game. He doesn't just force a fumble. I mean, he just outright rips it away from, I believe it was Henderson. It was either Henderson or Junkins. I'm getting mistaken now because it's back in October. But bottom line, he just flat out meets him in the backfield and just steals the football in what was a pivotal play at that point in the game. That's how gifted and talented, how strong, and yes, for a 6'5", 300-plus-pound man, yes, of course, but no, I mean, he is a disruptor in the backfield, and that's where he had the career-high 10.5 tackles for loss and 5 sacks this past season and the PBUs, so he's not just a big guy who's ultimately just strong, but, oh, it's mainly he's a run stopper. Mm. Or, well, he's got those things, but he's got the speed, so he's only a pass rusher. No, he's also smart enough to get his hands up there. Very big, very, very big here in the defensive lineman being gifted enough and athletic enough to bat balls down too. And Derek did that, and Jordan Birch did that, and other guys too. As well. Yeah. Yeah, it's like I say, he really is kind of the jack of all trades in terms of interior defensive linemen. Could play those multiple techniques, and like I say, can disrupt the game in any number of ways.
And also the first Oregon player ever selected in the first round by the Steelers. There were a couple of reports, at least one I saw, James, out there. I think it was Pellicera who put out there that there might be a medical red flag with Derek Harmon regarding his shoulder. Harmon said he's fully healthy. Was this something that came up during the year, after the year? What do you know about that situation?
Yeah, I saw that as well. It wasn't something that came up during the year, at least not that we were aware of. He didn't miss any time here and really didn't have any issues in games that we were, again, that we were really aware of. So, again, there's always still those minor dings and things that occur. But having said that, no. Now, I will say, go back to the combine. He was part of the defensive line group, that the tail end of that group. It wasn't just him, to be clear. But there was a pretty large swath of players from that group because it was so enormous. I think it was the biggest player group at the combine, where they got held up collectively the most due to medicals. But he was not the only player in that group. I just note that because I had to spend the most time waiting because I had to wait for the presumptive first-round pick that was. But yeah, I saw that report as well, but there was nothing that came up here that caused him to miss game time. But anything that came up subsequently, I couldn't speak to with authority, but like I say, it was nothing that ever came up here. And there are guys who, you know, even at this level where access is a little bit different, by way of practice and the like, there are still guys in instances where you either see guys in slings or, you know, walking boots or those sorts of things, but then they end up playing the next week. There are things that we do become aware of. We do see behind the scenes. Harmon was never a guy that we saw any issue with during his time here, like I say, but that was only for about 4 months also.
James Crepia from Oregon Live talking about Derek Harmon. Now, one of the things Derek said when he was introduced to Pittsburgh last night, James, was that it was a bittersweet moment for him because of his mom being in what I take to be a life-threatening situation. I think he said on life support, in fact, and that he was going to go and be able to tell her that he got drafted by the Steelers. He seems like a really a high-character kid. Was this a storyline throughout the season? Were you aware of this? And then just what about his – he seems to have, you know, great leadership traits.
Yeah, so – and so far as his mom's illness, I became aware last night, like the rest of you, that the severity of the current situation. But that if you saw the clip last night, I believe it was ESPN put out where he talks about, you know, this is my why. And you know, I do it for family specifically, but especially for his mother. He had mentioned prior to the Rose Bowl that you know, guys are going around asking all sorts of things to everybody. So one of the questions that somebody else is asking a bunch of players was, you know, what was your best purchase with your NIL money? And what Derek had said at the time, this is back in late December, was he had bought a wheelchair accessible van. To help his mother get around at the time. So yes. And you saw it again at the clip from ESPN last night showing the health issues that she has had, not just recently and most recently, unfortunately, but obviously for many, many years. So that is something that has been, obviously very, very personal and, yes, a huge motivating factor, far, far bigger than football for Derek Harmon. So, yes, happy for him, happy for his family that he has to have the moment and reach this ultimate dream in the football sense. But obviously really feeling for him and his family as well for, like I say, for what he mentioned last night in terms of the severity of the situation presently for his mom. But when you talk about that on the personal level and then in terms of you ask about leadership and those sorts of things. Again, he was here for 1 year, and he would be a guy who'd be quick to point out that he's not, I believe he said multiple times to us, he's not a big rah-rah guy. He's not necessarily a guy who's going to be leading in a huddle in a verbal way. But this is a guy who leads because you hear about things like lead by example. This is just kind of a tone setter player. I say, like, when you do the things that he does on the field, and then the way that he went about it, he was here for less than a year, guys. Like I say, like you hear nothing about, nothing other than, stuff from teammates about just the way that he goes about his business. You know, he was here for a reason. He was here to be a really effective player, but he was here to put himself in the position that he put himself in. You know, would he have been drafted had he gone, he either stayed at Michigan State or whatever? I can't predict the future, but ultimately he came to Oregon to win football games and be a really effective football player and put himself in a position to be a first-round pick. And lo and behold, he did it. Well, again, it doesn't just happen because he's a really big guy and really strong. Yeah, he had to put in the work. And in less than 1 year's time, for the teammates we had to develop relationships here, coaches we had to develop relationships here in a hurry, he showed it through work ethic, and he showed it for what he could do on the field. So again, like I say, he may not be the biggest pomp and circumstance verbal leader necessarily by his own admission, but the way that he goes about his business, that's how he does his talking.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
James, based on what you saw last season, what would you consider Harmon's greatest strengths and weaknesses are that he's bringing to the NFL?
Strengths, I'd say, that combination of both just sheer brute power along with speed for the guy, the size that he is at the interior spot. Like I say, because he was lined up against a traditional nose tackle in Jamari Caldwell, who will probably also get drafted this weekend. But he was more of your true zero or one technique big guy who could also create a little bit of pass rush. But ultimately, Harmon was, you know, far more agile, I'd say, of the two. So I'd say just the combination of, yeah, he could just steal a football away from a future NFL running back and also get after the quarterback really, really well. That's a weaknesses. Hard to identify, to be honest, in part because I only got the chance to see him for one season, and he was being so disruptive on a week-to-week basis. It was hard to kind of nitpick a lot of what Derek was doing from a week standpoint. Out here, you're kind of like, all right, you know, what good was he doing on a week-to-week basis? But I'm sure there's certainly, in terms of, you talk about picking up multiple schemes, he's had to do that. So even learning systems and those sorts of things, he's already shown an ability to do that. I really couldn't nitpick on a whole lot with him. I couldn't, but again, I'm not a professional talent evaluator. I'm sure there's plenty of things he could, but more to the upside, like I said, it's just rare that you see a guy of his height and weight combination who can both be a pass rusher and, like I say, a really effective run stopper.
James, we really appreciate you taking the time. That was enlightening on Derek. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That was really good stuff. And again, I think he's going to be a good player. I do. And I think defensive line is a neglected position by the Steelers. It's one they have neglected and one where they haven't developed the people they have drafted of late anyway. I'm wondering about Benton. I thought he was going to have a huge breakthrough last year, and I thought, especially as a run stopper, it went the other way a little bit. So here's hoping that Derek Harmon just injects, a lot of life, energy, and skill into that hugely important position. Because the last time we saw them, and a couple times last year, they weren't just getting beat up front defensively; they were getting systematically destroyed by the Eagles. 10.5 minutes at the end of a game, and by the Ravens running for 300 yards against them. I don't know that one guy, by the way, is going to make that difference. I just think that the Steelers passed on a franchise quarterback in Dart and maybe one in Sanders. And again, I think to a large degree, you're rearranging deck chairs until you get that guy. But that doesn't mean that I don't like Derek Carmen, because I do. Every single thing I've seen and heard about him and what you just heard, I think he's going to be a good NFL player. Maybe a great one. Who knows? But at least a good one, Limits. And that guy, that was a good get by you. That was insightful.
Yeah, I was excited to be able to reach out to James, and he was really quick to be able to respond. And that's what's really cool about this business, is being able to connect with people regardless of where they are, to hear the stories of these players. And what I really did love, and I saw it not that long ago on Harmon, was the story of what he did with his NIL money.
Yes.
Helping his mom. Like that, you know, we were talking about like true Steeler DNA. I wonder if there was a little bit of what Tomlin was talking about there with like the person that they want when they draft as well. Like, you want good people in your organization. Harmon, from what it sounds like and in the research that we've done, seems like a good guy too.
Well, you're going to get your chance to weigh in on what the Steelers did. And really, the bigger story to me is what they didn't do in the first round. At 412-928-9370. First, plus we have a great rant by our old friend Greg Giannotti. He lost his mind.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.